recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service, Sunday, October 25th, 2020. A special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and the focus for this Sunday and next is Sacred Creative Vocation. It is also Reformation Sunday, as recognized by many of our sister churches across the globe. And, as if that's not enough, we're also beginning our stewardship season and pledge drive today. We begin with the news of community.
Greetings. I'm David Durant, and I'll be your liturgist for this October 25 worship service. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our service for the first time. We hope you find it meaningful, and we'd love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred Weideman with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. The written news of community was emailed by the office on Friday, October 23rd. If you'd like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. And now, for brief announcements. Today is the kickoff of our annual Hillcrest Pledge Drive. For the following two Sundays, we'll hear from some of our church leaders about why they annually pledge to support the work of Hillcrest. The stewardship drive will be shorter than usual this year, so we will ask that people submit their pledges to the church office by November 14th. Friends, we're deeply blessed to be part of Hillcrest, and as you think of pledging this year, I encourage everyone to think of pledging as a spiritual act, to be led by your hearts when you're deciding how to pledge. We hope you can join in the virtual fellowship hour today at 11 a.m. The Zoom link was sent out on Friday. Today at 1:30 p.m., the children will tune in for a fall cooking fiesta via Zoom. If you need information for your child to join, please contact Allison Keekley Silva. Wednesday at 4 p.m., Adult Ed will continue its discussion of the book, So You Want to Talk About Race. Even if you haven't read the book, it's a discussion well worth checking out. Please join us. Next Sunday, November 1st, is All Saints Day, when we will be honoring those who have passed away in the past year. For those of you who wish to honor, please send names and photographs, if you wish, to the office by Wednesday, October 28. If you are not a morning person, Sunday, November 8 is the perfect day for you to join in the Pajama Fellowship Hour at 11 a.m. That's right, you don't have to dress up. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. It's always best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, our co-moderators, Amber Williamson and Katie Colbeth, will share with us why pledging to Hillcrest is important to them. Ladies?
Hi. My name is Amber Williamson. I am a member of Hillcrest Church. I am so happy today to talk to you about my monthly pledge here at Hillcrest. It helps so many different programs here. The food room, the clothing room, and of course the upkeep of the grounds. We have many, many other programs that your donation could cover. Please find it in your heart to donate monthly or whatever you can and whenever you can. Thank you.
What do people do without a church to support them? When times are rough, Where do they find comfort and support? I find mine here at Hillcrest Church, where people care how you are and help others needing food, clothing, and monetary contributions. Where people come together online now to worship and pray. Where people make monthly contributions to Hillcrest Church to sustain this precious church. That is why I am pledging again this year. Won't you?
And now, let us take a deep breath and prepare for worship with our opening hymn.
Inspired by love and anger, disturbed by need and pain, informed of God's unbias, we ask Him once again. Along the sinful side,
made in the image of our Creator, we carry within us the capacity to be visionary, to be creative, to be agents of positive, God-blessed change. It's our responsibility and our birthright to say, "Here I am, send me," and to cultivate our capacity to benefit the earth and all its creatures. Let us listen for God's creating and recreating and ever-renewing voice.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour,
gathered here
in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
I invite you to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Creator God, you who breathed your breath into us, inspire us to be who you have created us to be, so that we might offer our best selves to benefit the world that so desperately needs support, hope, life, and joy. We praise you for nudging us into the future you have created for each one of us. In the silence, we connect to you.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
A poem from the 13th century Muslim theologian and Sufi mystic Rumi. It's a tribute to Rumi's own deep connection to God and to others, and a tribute to the divine impulse for connection among our religions that at Rumi's funeral, Jewish and Christian faithful wanted to attend and were welcome to attend. Rumi writes, dance when you are broken open. Dance if you've torn the bandage off. Dance in the middle of the fighting. Dance in your blood. Dance when you're perfectly free.
Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold with love the concerns of others and the pain of our world. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold with love, the concerns of others and the pain of our world.
O God of the way, who is with us wherever we are on life's journey, who calls us to connect with you and to be with you and to share your love and joy along the way. O God of all that is sacred, O God of all. We thank you for our faith community Hillcrest and for all of our partners in ministry, remembering today especially all of our sister congregations in the so-called Reformed tradition. Keep us faithful to your good news and to your call to be ever reforming as we respond to the needs of our changing world. And now, O God, we pray for and hold with love all that brings us concern. For all who are ill or recovering from illness and injury, including Anne, Ariana, Barb, Betty, Dennis, John, Norm and Adele, Rachel, and Ron. For all who are suffering due to fire and smoke, for all who are suffering due to racism, hatred, violence, and misunderstanding, for all voters and poll workers, for all health care givers, peace officers, firefighters, essential workers, and all who are dealing with illness and death due to COVID-19. And for all of that, and for all of whom we name aloud in our hearts now. And as we place our hands on our hearts, O God, we ask your Spirit to be with us in the things that are too deep for words. Hold us and comfort us with your loving and compassionate Spirit. Amen. In just a moment, we will pray the Lord's Prayer. Throughout our worship series, we alternate new versions with the familiar. This week, I'll be leading using a version from the young pastor Mark Barry, pastor of a church in the United Kingdom called Safe Space. You may pray along with me, or if you prefer, use the traditional words. Both are on the screen. And given the possibility of pausing, you may choose to do both. Let us pray. O breathing life, your name shines everywhere. Release a space to plant your presence here. Imagine your possibilities now. Embody your desire in every light and form. Grow through us this moment's bread and wisdom. Untie the knots of failure binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' faults. Help us not forget our source, yet free us from not being in the present. From you arises every vision, power, and song, from gathering to gathering. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me, and
God works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our first lesson is Psalm 1. It is being read in many churches around the nation and world today, fitting for Reformation Day and for sacred creative vocation, for renewing and being renewed. Hear the psalm. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on God's law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
And our second reading for today is from the prophet Isaiah. I'm going to need help reading it, so please get ready. And when your part comes up on the screen, which is marked All, jump in along with me and all who are worshiping with us. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 6th chapter. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and exalted throne, the edges of his robe filling the temple. Winged creatures were stationed around the Lord. Each had 6 wings, with 2 they veiled their faces, with 2 their feet, and with 2 they flew about. They shouted to each other, saying, and now let us say together, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heavenly forces. All the earth is filled with God's glory. The doorframe shook at the sound of their shouting, and the house was filled with smoke. I said, Mourn for me. I'm ruined. I'm a man, a human being, with unclean lips. And I live among a people with unclean lips. Yet I've seen the King, the Lord of heavenly forces. Then one of the winged creatures flew to me, holding out a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth and said, And now please say with me, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt has departed, and your sin is removed. Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, Whom should I send, and who will go for us? I said, and now all please join in. I'm here. Send me. This is the good news. God bless our hearing of the word.
Reformation Sunday. I know we've talked some about what the Reformation is in Sunday school, and we'll get to talk about it more today. It's a day when we remember a historical event that happened in the church, a time when people started to speak out, when people started to take action against injustice, even though it was risky, even though it cost some of them their lives. This is something that happened over 500 years ago. And so you might be asking, how is it relevant today? Well, look around. I'm sure you can see plenty of things in our world today that need reformation, that need people to speak out against injustice, people to take action. So that's what I want you to think about this week. What are some things that need reformation? How can we work to reform the world? Maybe an organization, maybe the church, maybe the government. What are some things that we can do? Maybe large things, maybe small things. There's a word, there's a line in our reading for today. Here I am, send me. It's something people say a lot when called by God to take action, and I want us all to say it together. Here I am. Send me. I'll see you all in Sunday school.
Cities, homeless people sleep. Here am I, where in decaying houses little children shiver, crying at the cold. Where are you? Here am I.
Of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, who is with us on the way and calls us on the way. Who here has ever taken a walk? I hope we're all nodding or raising our hands or saying yes. How about who's ever been on a larger hike, whole day or overnight? Many, I hope. And please, I don't mean to leave anybody out if medical or physical or other reasons mean that walking or hiking aren't or never have been part of your life. Please consider other activities involving movement of body or mind or spirit or feeling and bring those into this reflection. As in our times, so it was in ancient times, the idea of walking was used as a metaphor for life, for our walk through life. We saw that in our engaging of the 23rd Psalm a couple of weeks ago. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Also, when I'm walking along beside a beautiful stream surrounded by lush and fertile landscapes, wherever I walk, wherever I am on life's journey, there you, God, are with me, supporting me, comforting me, present with me. And the prophet Isaiah reminds us in our reading today, and Reformation Sunday affirms it, as does our focus for today on sacred creative vocation. And not only is God with me, as precious as that is, God is calling me. Sacred creative vocation. It's a little bit of a funny sounding phrase to begin at the end. Vocation isn't a word we hear too much, if at all, outside of some particular educational programs and some formal language around jobs and careers. Literally, vocation means calling. It's actually a time-honored word in religious and spiritual circles. Here I am, send me, as we all said along with the prophet Isaiah in our second reading, is a response to God's call. It's a recognition of and a stepping into your
calling. And sacred, we don't hear that too often, do we? At least not in daily life or school or at our jobs. And yet, as we've heard and reflected and been challenged throughout this series, and yet, all is sacred. We are sacred. Don't believe me? Ask a caterpillar or a bird or even a weed. They know life is sacred. Living is sacred. And they feed off the very sunlight and air and water around them. They're in direct contact and connection with life forces all around them. That's why there's such a fascination to mystics and spiritual writers through the ages, including Jesus himself, who said, "Consider the ravens, consider the lilies of the field." And then, of course, he builds out from there and shows how to consider other human beings of different religions or languages or genders, whatever. All God blessed, sacred and vocation. That leaves creative. Well, God bless the United Church of Christ. You can quote me on that. God bless our denomination, the United Church of Christ. Why? Lots of reasons, of course. But on this Reformation Sunday, and in light of sacred creative vocation, which is our focus this week and next, I can think of at least two reasons. First, what do we say, along with so many in the United Church of Christ? God is still speaking. There it is on the banner currently hanging in front of our church. Oh, how our Christian religion suffers, how the world around us suffers because of a strain of American Christianity, an all too typical strain of American Christianity that sees creation as something that happened then. Oh, we can argue about when then was, somewhere between 14.7 billion years ago, I think that's the largest amount of time I've heard through scientific research, or just 6,200 years ago, I think that's the smallest amount of years I've heard through the formulations of certain fundamentalist Christians. Now, I don't know enough to know if that large scientific estimate or any other scientific estimate is right, and I know way too much for the so-called Bible-based calculations of certain fundamentalists, which are neither truly biblical nor truly calculations. You can quote me on that too. But none of that is the point. Here's the point. God said, "Let there be light." God said, "Let us make humankind in our image." And God is still speaking. That's the point. That's the point that Jesus and Isaiah and our psalm and all of our spiritual and religious ancestors show us in how they live and relate to God and others. The God of Isaiah calls us. The God of the Psalms is with us. The God of Jesus saves us and holds us and moves us. The God of the caterpillar and the raven and the lily, God is still speaking. God created, sure, you bet. And God is still creating through God's powerful word. And it and we are all God blessed. You've heard the term lost in translation? Well, the meaning of our first reading from Psalm 1 and its deep connection to the meaning of our second reading from Isaiah are lost in translation. So let's get to it and get to their wisdom as we begin to wrap up this reflection for this special Sunday. We heard David read from Psalm 1 about those who are happy or blessed. That's the same word in the Bible, and it's the first word of the first psalm. Happy people, blessed people, the psalm tells us, are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit. In all that they do, they prosper. In all that they do, they prosper. Well, we all know what that means, of course. We know what it means to prosper. Or do we? The biblical word translated here, well, the word way or path, as in to walk, is built right into the word. So let me get this straight. Happy people, blessed people, are like trees that are planted by the stream. They yield all kinds of good fruit, and then they carry that fruit with them and share it throughout their life as they walk along the way. But trees can't walk. Well, have you ever heard of poetry? I didn't even think of that. There's a pun there, poetry. Oh, and maybe you're wondering about that picture there. Well, where I come from, ice cream is a fruit. So they're sharing fruit along the way. Back to the psalm. Just to make the point clear in case we miss it in the third verse, which is the verse we've been talking about, in case we miss the point about producing and sharing the good fruit of life connected with God and others, the psalm goes on to use precisely that same word that's embedded into the idea of prospering and moving through life, uses that same embedded word in the last verse, verse 6. You may remember David reading it. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. To live, to prosper, is to be moving through life, walking through life, being on your way through life, connected with God and all life, and to be bearing and sharing God's goodness all along the way. The psalmist knows it, and the prophet Isaiah knows it, which is why he says and models it for all of us when he says, "Here I am, send me. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move through life, not afraid, not holding back, not stuck. I'm ready to move through life experiencing you, carrying you, O God, along the way, and sharing your call to life and connection and relationship all along the way." Pretty simple, right? Well, it turns out it really is. It really can be. And when it does get tough, as it does for all of us at certain times, or even at all times for some of us, and as it is for so many among us right now, when it does get tough, the simple truth is God is there too. Maybe even more strongly, God is there with you. And calling you because you're worth it and the world needs you. Hillcrest, reach out, share, connect. God is calling. And let all of God's poets and prophets and bearers of the fruit of the Spirit say together, Amen. Amen.
We are pilgrims.
Thank you for your generous gifts to support the ongoing work of Hillcrest by sending in pledges or offering through the mail or giving online. With your gifts, our ministries are able to continue their vital work to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember, take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together, stronger than ever. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Let us pray. Beloved Creating God, we are grateful for the many gifts you have given us. Help us to know and share your compassion through our actions and our gifts. Bless these gifts and bless these givers, that they and we may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. By the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I have set a feast for them, my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
As we've been doing throughout this series, I'd like to invite you to connect this coming week with someone or something within God's great creation, including within your own self. In the spirit of Rumi's poetry, you might dance with a part of yourself that you don't let out very often. In the spirit of the psalm, share something of yourself, of God's abundance, with someone else. In the spirit of Isaiah, open yourself up to a new or different calling from God. And so, as you move forward this coming week on your path of life, take with you this simple blessing. Go forth, be you, and experience and share the joy of life with God and with all that God creates. Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ, the peace of God's compassionate and life-giving and ever-creating and creative impulse. Open your heart to all of our sisters and brothers and siblings at Hillcrest and to all of humanity and to the whole created world, and say together with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now, having received that back, respond, and also with you. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, October 25th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and haven't received that or otherwise have questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Experience your connection with God and each other and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen.